House Labor and Commerce, please come to order. It's about 8:15 in the morning of May the 4th. I'd like to note those members present, Representative Ewing, Representative Ringstad, and Representative Pessinger, and myself, Representative Chaudhry. First bill we're going to deal with this morning is committee substitute for House Bill 286. It's relating to motor vehicles and motor vehicle warranties. The committee substitute is before the committee again, and I think it'll be the last time today. At the last hearing, the committee adopted a House substitute for the Senate version of the bill. And after consideration of the changes made in the bill by the appointed subcommittee, I've asked legal services to provide a second committee substitute, which only makes two changes from that one, and that is in subsection 2 of the paragraph, paragraph 2 of subsection E, that's page 3, line 6 through 12, or through 11, is deleting that one paragraph, and that's the nonconformity of unsafe vehicle to operate. And I feel that the language is too vague and didn't clearly define the unsafe part of to operate. And I feel as others that it's caused many legal problems. And anyway, now to consider that, I believe there are very few cars that have the other change that we made was on page. Six, line 8, we changed the 10 years back to 7 years, which we originally had, and if you recall that the 10 years was put in there for the purpose of the interest. So with that, let's say Ringstead.
Mr. Chairman, I would move and ask unanimous consent that we adopt the House CS for CS or SB 286 that we have before us dated 5/1/84.
Hearing no objection, so be it.
Mr. Chairman, I would move and ask unanimous consent that we pass out of committee with individual recommendations House CS for CS for SB 286.
Hearing no objection, so be it. Next bill
Good morning, Nino. Nice to see you, sir.
That we're going to deal with is House Bill 457. It's making an appropriation to the Iditarod Trail Committee. House Bill 457 was first introduced as appropriation to the Iditarod Trail Committee as a grant for the 1984 race by the request of the sponsors. The amount of grant has been now increased from $65,000 to $72,000 directed toward next year's Iditarod. The Trail Committee has supplied a briefing paper explaining how the money is being used. And I note the presence of Representative Kopanen and also the presence of Representative Larson. Representative Larson, would you like to comment on the bill?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, I am Representative Ron Larson. You gave a brief history, and if I might just go into a little bit more detail. Last year's appropriation to the Iditarod Trail Committee for the running of the 1984 race had not passed the legislature by the time in which the race was run. For that reason, we had a second bill introduced by Representative Fuller that was given the title House Bill Number 457. When the original bill did pass the Senate, we thought then instead of reintroducing another bill for the 1985 race, it would be easier to amend the bill that was already in. So really that's what you have before you. It's the sum of $72,000 to the Department of Commerce and Economic Development as a grant for the developing tourist attraction matching grants, which is a way of facilitating the grant to the Iditarod Trails Committee for the 1985 race. I also had a breakdown on the funding. I think many of you are familiar with that because it is quite similar to last year. The total cost to the Iditarod Trail Committee for the operation of the race is about $500,000. This request is for $72,000, and it would be used as indicated there in the briefing paper that I had provided earlier. Such things as helping to break and mark the trail, for the dog care and treatment, the hiring of the veterinarians, the insurance that's necessary for the what they call the Iditarod Air Force, the liability insurance, brochures, packets, race personnel identification, and office equipment expense, for the total of $72,000. I'd be happy to try to answer any questions that anyone may have.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Now the amount that was appropriated last year in special appropriation was how much?
65.
Was 65. Thank you very much.
Yeah, one of the things I might add that I'm kind of new this year, you know, under the our capital projects, I did have a grant of $300,000 for the Iditarod headquarters, and that was scaled down considerably and left out all equipment. Within this grant is a request for a word processor and electric typewriter.
Any other questions of Representative Larson?
Thank you, and members of the committee.
Mr. Chairman, I'll move and ask unanimous consent that we adopt the substitute for House Bill number 457.
Is there any objection? So be it.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll move and ask unanimous consent that we pass out the substitute for House Bill number 457, Labor and Commerce.
Ask unanimous consent. Individual recommendation. With any objection? So be it. Next bill that's before us is the extending the termination date of barbers and hairdressers, and I think that this is from the Senate, new substitute for Senate Bill 435. I think that we've had, I don't know how many hearings on the barbers and hairdressers, and hopefully we passed out some time ago a bill that would extend the barbers and hairdressers for 1 year, and in essence, that's what the letter of the intent indicates. That,
is this a message or what?
The camera's taking the place.
A note to President of Representative Winter. Anyway, all the hearings that we had, it was hoped that the board of barbers and hairdressers could get their attention by just extending it 1 year, and they could change many of the concerns that we held three hearings or four hearings on that, and so we brought out some lights. So it's my intention adopt this. The Senate has basically did the same thing that we did and passed this on. So,
I would move and ask unanimous consent that we pass out CS for SB 483.
435. With
individual recommendation.
With individual, do I hear any objection? Hearing none? Yes.
Mr. Chairman, there is a letter of intent here that I think it falls right in line with a lot of what we've been working with that the Senate has passed, essentially saying that there will be a committee composed of members of the board, the barber's board, hairdresser's board, to review the statutes and propose changes for us for next year. I would move and ask unanimous consent that we pass along also the letter of intent.
Okay, I imagine what they're talking about some sort of a committee here that they're going to set up with, and there's going to be members of the legislature involved. What are the details on that? Is that someone from both the Labor and Commerce Committee on the Senate side and the House side, or what?
Mr. Chairman, I don't know that it's been specified as to who exactly is all going to be on it. They list out department members of the board, practicing barber, somebody from the governor's office, a licensing legislature. I think what they'll do is just get...
I think that...
I wonder if it was, Mr. Chairman, I just wonder if it was a Senate kind of thing, or you were...
Well, I'm sure the Senate, maybe we'll have joint session or hearings on this. It's, I know that I had thought, and we had talked about the barbers, separating the barbers out from regular hairdressers, and that's my intent, and we will probably, it's my intent of this committee, if need be, we will hold a hearing and address this problem and hopefully allow barbers to have their own set of regulations apprenticeship that an apprentice barber could set with in and serve apprenticeship with a licensed barber. So, anyway.
I'll remove the objection, Mr. Chairman. I guess it was just that I didn't know if you were involved in this.
No, I'm not involved with the Senate. So hearing no objection, we will move a letter of intent with the bill. Is there anything else to come before the committee?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.